Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Transformation Tuesday. And I want to start by apologizing. Last week, there were some technical difficulties, apparently, and those of you who dialed in, you weren't able to hear the call. So I do apologize for that. But again, the recording, if you missed it, is available. You can go to my YouTube channel because fortunately, I recorded it on Periscope as well. So we have the video and audio for you in case you missed it. It was a great talk. And I see everyone logging in on Periscope. Good morning. And let me just start by saying I'm going to put this on social media as well. I had someone reach out to me yesterday and said, what is Periscope? So I do apologize that I have not explained that. It was my assumption that people knew it was an app you can actually download on your phone and you can see live feed from conferences. And it's a great app to have. So if you don't have it, I recommend you getting it. You can take Periscope on the go with you. So you can log in and see live feeds from myself as well as other folks. And good morning to everyone logging in on the call as well as Periscope. So if you can see, those of you can see, I wore my Rosie the Riveter shirt this morning for good reason, because today's topic coincides with Mental Illness Awareness Week, which is this week. And I am dedicating this week to discussing mental health topics, mental well-being topics, particularly as it relates to women, because there is a crisis when it comes to women specifically in this country with mental health issues. So I wanted to just devote some time this week during Mental Illness Awareness Week in discussing that. Probably about 2 years ago, I wrote an article for an online news site called Mind Body Green. Some of you may be familiar with it, but on this article, is Motherhood Hazardous to Your Health or Dangerous to Your Health? It comes from a book that I've been working on that the working title is There's a Fine Line Between Motherhood and Mania, How Not to Cross It. And I tell you, this article received, and they reran it several times since that time, but it received such a vast amount of feedback. Majority of feedback was from women like myself, like many of you guys on the call or on Periscope here, who are multi-role, multitask, who feel taxed, saying, you know, thank you for recognizing us and talking about this taboo topic, specifically as it relates to mothers, because, you know, motherhood has been a time-honored just role, as it should be, and to challenge just some of the challenges that are inherent with it, for some people is considered blasphemy almost. So it was great to just see the dialogue and read the dialogue of individuals who were able to just plug into that article and see themselves there. And so one of my tags, and I see someone putting it up on Periscope now, is Manic Moms. I will talk about my Manic Mom Mondays, which I know a lot of you guys chimed in yesterday to talk about the manic Monday that you had. And again, even if you're not a mom, even if you're just a woman and you're multi-role, we all are experiencing a crisis when it comes to optimal mental health and just mental health issues. So let's talk about that, because we got to just get some help with that. If you're like me, you can remember growing up and hearing about how your grandmothers or your aunts, you know, just ran homes like a well-oiled machine, raised 13 kids, were able to do it all, you know, and so it made motherhood and womanhood just seem so appealing, like, wow, we can do it all, again, like the Rosie the Riveter shirt. But I can say honestly now, not just as a mother of four, but as a psychologist whose primary practice is women, I challenge the fact that we weren't necessarily told the whole truth about just the challenges that are inherent in just being a woman, especially multi-roled women who hold and wear many hats. You know, I want to read some statistics to you guys just so you can get a better idea. Over 12 million women in this country alone are diagnosed with depression each year. Nearly 13 million women are diagnosed with anxiety disorders each year. So there are actually more women with anxiety disorder than depression disorders. Women experience anxiety and depression about twice as often as men, and married women with children actually have higher rates of depression and anxiety than married women without children or unmarried women without children. And these rates increase as the number of children in the home increases. So, you know, I think about myself with four children, say, oh, how'd you do it? But again, it seems so appealing. My mom had four children. My grandparents on each side had my maternal grandmothers, and many of you can relate to them. My maternal grandmother had 11 children. My paternal grandmother had 7 children. So there was just this, I guess, belief system that, hey, this is just part of what you do, and you do it, and you do it well. But no one talked about the challenges that's there. So it's a conversation and dialogue that we have so we can thrive in our roles as multi-roled women and as mothers as well. So most of us agree with all the benefits and the joys of motherhood. You know, the smelling your child, the new scent of a newborn baby, watching them grow. Most of us can agree on the joys of just being a woman and just being plugged into our femininity and just what that gives us. But we have to start talking about the dialogue and the challenges that exist out there, especially when you talk about in the workplace duties, when you talk about coming home. I tell people all the time, and some of you guys, if you can agree with me, put some hearts up there on Periscope. I tell people that I go to work, I go to the office to rest, even though it's work, I get more rest at the office, or I'm more settled there than I when I get home, because home is a second job, and it's a more challenging job because you have a lot more people pulling at you, and I see a lot of you guys can agree with that. So what do we do? What do we do? And I just want to, before we get into steps that we can take to just achieve the optimal mental health and well-being for us, I want to give you a few more statistics here. So just bear with me. Let's see. Women are more likely than men to report having a great deal of stress. I want to tell you guys, the majority of clients, and I said this before, that I see in my practice are just like women, just like you and me. They're women who are going about their daily activities and practices, but there's just an enormous, overwhelming amount of stress and feeling like you can't get it all done. And that's just a common feeling, a common expression that I hear all the time. Those of you who are on my social media site, last night I did a roll call. I said, okay, ladies, share with me what your Manic Monday has been like. And you guys can go back and read some of these comments. I mean, I'm talking 10 different activities, and that's not even including work, and then coming home and having to work or going to other responsibilities as it relates to your family. And it was interesting because on my Transformation Tuesday page, I believe it was one guy who responded as well. And his response, it was so interesting because most of the women, we had 6 or 7 lines discussing everything we did for that whole day. And this gentleman, I woke up, went to work, came home, cooked dinner, and that was it. And it was like, oh, how pleasant does that sound? I had both of my daughters, my two oldest children are out of the home now, but both of my daughters were gone for an entire week last week. And it was the first time in 23 years, guys, that I did not have any children in the home with me for an entire week. And I tell you guys, it was one of the thoughts that came to my mind was, oh, my God, I don't even have children to take care of this week, and I'm still, like, moving around like a crazy woman pretty much. So, again, this call is not just for mothers, because if you're a woman, typically we are multi-role. Think about this, and I know a lot of you guys on the call and on Periscope, because I follow you as well, and I see the things that you're doing. Women, more women, especially Black women, we're business owners, too. More women than men are starting businesses, as well as balancing household duties and household responsibilities. And this is in addition to working the job that's helping to finance your dream. So that is just even more compounded stress that we put on ourselves. I can remember going and doing a workshop. I was doing a workshop speaking to a group of women. And after the conference, there was one woman who came forward, and she indicated to me that she could really resonate with my message. She shared with me she had three children of her own, and I see someone just indicated on Periscope that they can relate with their three children in the house. But she had three children of her own, and she also had a chronic illness. And it was an autoimmune illness that, you know, would have flare-ups, but for the most part, she was able to function. But she shared with me, and this may shock some of you guys, she shared with me that she actually looked forward to having flare-ups in her condition because it was the one time that she could go into the hospital or take a break without others, you know, condemning her for doing her job or without her feeling guilty. Imagine that. Imagine someone wanting or looking forward to having medical flare-ups so they could rest, get some rest in the hospital. Now, that's pretty deep there. That's pretty deep. But the point that's in there, or I guess the theme I want to get around in there, is that she shared with me that it takes away the guilt from her when she can say, I can't do this. I can't meet the needs of my husband or my children or, you know, the other needs that people are expecting me to meet because I am ill right now. And then that was when she didn't feel guilty because she could have an excuse for it. So think about the fact that a lot of the pressure that exists out there, because married, I'll tell you this also, married women have a lower life expectancy than single women, and married women with children, the mental health issues for them is more prevalent than women without children. Now, before you guys go divorcing your husbands or getting rid of your kids, I want to tell you, I want to share with you how we can combat this, because this isn't a lost cause. The point I want to make in this call today is a lot of the pressure that we experience, a lot of the anxiety, a lot of the depression, a lot of the stress has to do more with what we have imposed upon ourselves, the pressure we've imposed upon ourselves to just do it all, to just be perfect, to, you know, have to have everything met, all it with the laundry has to be done, the dinner has to be cooked. We have to learn to say no, learn how to say no, as Divine says there. But we have to learn to say no. That's one of the things there, absolutely, and take ownership of that no. But we also have to take the pressure off of ourselves, and we have to challenge the notions of womanhood and motherhood for those mothers on the call that we have held for far too long. So the notion I had of, oh, grandma ran that house like a well-oiled machine, those kids were in check, you know, they were always, you know, dressed to the nines, and dinner was served, huge dinners with desserts every day. You know, it was a different time then. It was a different time. And truth be told, if you guys go back and do some research like I've done in the past, a lot of these women from the 40s and 50s and 60s that seem to have it all together, it was a big Valium crisis at that time. A lot of them were medicating, self-medicating themselves, and a lot of that is going on now here. But we don't want to do that. We can challenge just this perception that we have of motherhood, of womanhood, and start claiming optimal mental health for ourselves. Yeah, women, Lenita just shared, we are unhappy. Women are. You know, it's a lot of women who are not happy, who are not unfulfilled because, again, we are not living a life according to how we should be living it. And one of the things, and I love the tips you guys are putting up, and I'm going to go to the tips there, but again, challenge what you know. Challenge the restraints you put upon yourself as a woman, as a mother, and go back and just challenge those things and redefine what it means for you. And it doesn't have to have the same definition that your parents, your grandparents had. So one of the steps to thrive in womanhood is to rediscover you. Who are you? Who are you separate than the labels, the worker, the mom, the wife, the husband, the girlfriend? Not the husband, but the girlfriend and all that. Who are you? Rediscover you. Make it a priority, a regular priority to engage in hobbies and indulge in interest. That should be first. You know how those of you who go to church always say pay your tithes first? You have to put yourself on that priority list first. So that means you do something for yourself before you do something. You make sure that's done every single day. Because that makes you feel better. If you're like me, there are times that I'll go and work out after everyone has gone to sleep, or I'll just sit down and take 20 minutes in my office at home with the door closed, with just no noise, because I feel if I just got in the bed right after all this running, I feel like I haven't taken time out for myself. So you have to each and every day make it a commitment to take time out for you, time out for you, and do whatever it may be. And I'll tell you guys this too. One of the other steps is be selfish. You have to be selfish. And one of the guys, Lucas, I see you, Odell Lucas, thank you for one of the guys chiming in. He said you have to work as a team. And if you guys are in a relationship, yes, you have to work as a team. Play this for your significant other. Tell them that it's so important. You know, you'll be a happier wife, a happier girlfriend, a happier lover if there is a team effort there. Trust me, and you guys know it's true, right? Give me some hearts for that. That is, you feel a whole lot more romantic and passionate when you feel like you're working as a team. But you want to be, at times, you have to be selfish too. And it's not selfish, get rid of the ideal as it pertains to womanhood. It's not a dirty word. It's not something that means that you're a bad person. From time to time, you have to have that me time. Thanks, Lanita. That me time that you have to have. And I'll tell you guys a secret. I don't know if my husband's listening to the call. But there are times, even before coming home, if it's earlier in the day or what have you, I'll stop off. And I'll just sit and have a meal for myself, because sometimes I've missed lunch and I don't want to go home and cook hungry because I'm not a happy camper like that. But I'll take myself, treat myself out, have myself a quick dinner, maybe a nice glass of wine. And then when I'm at home, I'm even more pleasant because I'm able to say I took time out for myself today. So sometimes you have to be selfish as well. Another step is slow down. Slow down. When I talk about Manic Mom Monday and is there a fine line with motherhood and mania, I'm not trying to be funny, or I'm not just really minimizing the effect of what real mania is. But if you look at a lot of the things that are pertaining to motherhood and womanhood, a lot of the things we do mimic someone who's in a manic state. So that superwoman mentality. And someone who's manic has a sense of grandiosity or inflated self-esteem. Sleep deprivation. Someone who's manic has a decreased need for sleep. A racing mind. You know, someone who's manic has racing thoughts. Inability to sit still. You know, all of these things that we talk about that's inherent to women and mothers are some of the things that we see in someone who's in an active manic state, in a mental illness active manic state. So you got to remind yourself, you'll never get it all done. You'll never get all the laundry done. The house will never remain clean. Give yourself permission to slow down and smell the roses and enjoy life. Enjoy life. That's what's intended for. So women in a constant state of motion miss out on many of the joys of life and just really plugging in. And I shared with you guys even a few weeks ago, your mantra should be move in the direction of joy at all times. At all times, move in the direction of joy. And release that mentality we talked about before, so that I'll be happy when all the laundry's done. I'll be happy when we're all, you know, all the kids are off to college or what have you. Get rid of that, because you've got to find happiness in the moment. Get rid of that mentality, because like I said, the laundry will never be all done, trust me. The bills will never be all paid, trust me. Just find joy in the moment. And for women, a very important step is to tend and befriend. There's research showing that women are more likely to have better and optimal mental health when they connect themselves to friends and, you know, people who help to just feed them emotionally. So that whole tend and befriend, women who are part of groups or have friendships that they're able to really connect to that are positive friendships. I'm not talking about the women or the friendships that bring more stress in your life, but the positive friendships, women who are able to do that tend to report better mental health statistics than those who everything is plugged into their family and they don't have that friend group or that social group to connect with. So find a group. But again, it needs to be people who are positive, who really, you know, pour into you positivity, not just calling you with all the drama all the time. So you got to create a positive circle of people that you can keep around you. Again, not for the intention of complaining, because that you don't want that. But for the intention of saying, hey, what are you doing 2 weekends from now? Let's go out. And I know one of the people on the line, I saw she and one of her girlfriends were doing a cooking class, Divine Glendora, this weekend. So, you know, find your friends, your groups that really feed into you and do things that's meaningful to you, because it's so important for your optimal mental health. So these are just some strategies here. These are just some strategies to help combat so many of the issues of depression and anxiety that women are experiencing on a regular basis. I'm going to be discussing this all week, again, specifically as it relates to women. I invite you guys to share your story and your suggestions, like many of you did today on Periscope, but share your suggestions of things that you do to help to keep yourself in an optimal mental state. And we're going to Periscope a few more times this week, so I engage and invite you guys to come and engage and join the conversation, because as I said last week, only through dialogue does change occur. So we have to talk about this. We have to take the veil off this little dirty secret about women suffering in silence, women who are, you know, starting their day off with a Xanax or, you know, with Prozac or, you know, to get through the day. And again, there are people who need the medication, so I'm not minimizing that, but trust me, the majority of individuals on the psychotropic and antidepressant medications don't need them. They don't need them, but you don't know until you do the things and engage in the behaviors that's going to help lift your mood, lift your spirit, and you change that thought, that mentality you have, that's going to help get rid of a lot of those belief systems that cause unnecessary anxiety. So guys, join with me this week. You know, we're going to use the hashtag Rosenbloom or MIAW for Mental Illness Awareness Week 2015, and we're going to just really pour into each other and do the things and take these steps and just help each other to learn how to live a more purposeful, meaningful life, free of the depression and anxiety that inflicts so many of us. And guys, I want you again to join with me in this conversation this weekend. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure it out, and we're going to get to the point where we're living our lives in full bloom. You ladies, get out there, and you gentlemen too. Thanks for joining the call, and have a terrific, wonderful Tuesday.